A reading from the letter of James. Dearest brothers and sisters, all good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no alteration or shadow caused by change. He willed to give us birth by the word of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourself. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their affliction, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. The Word of the Lord. In reading this Sunday's second reading from the letter of James, I was struck by a beautiful phrase, but perhaps in an unusual way. It is at the very center of the passage, the middle sentence: humbly welcome the word planted in you and is able to save your souls. This selection from James speaks of new life planted within us, growing within us. It is a word of truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you are listening to this reflection, you have probably worked at fostering the growth of that new life in Christ that you received in baptism. A scripture scholar, Douglas Moo, says that the word implanted means that the word of God becomes a permanent condition of our lives. It is a thrilling reality to be aware that God is transforming us day by day. But what about the thousands and even millions of baptized Christians who do not tap into this dynamic power? I'm sure we all have friends and relatives who do not live their baptismal vows, who think only of material things or have no time for the God who created them and watches over them at every moment. It can be especially painful for parents to see their children, whom they brought up in the faith, to slip away and often make very unhappy decisions. But we must bolster up our faith, hope, and charity, that by the end of their lives, they will return to their spiritual heritage. You may have seen the PBS production of Bride's Head Revisited on television many years ago, at least 30, I think, with Jeremy Irons. If not, you can find it on YouTube, and I highly recommend it. It comes from the novel by Evelyn Waugh. And the author gives us hope in the middle of our materialistic and hedonistic culture. The story is about an agnostic Charles Ryder who comes to know a Catholic aristocratic English family after World War I. It is a very normal life family, in the sense that each person has their demons with which to struggle. Lord Marshman lives in Italy with his mistress, but returns to his English estate to die. Lady Marshman struggles to keep the family together by inculcating a strong Catholic culture in her children. This undoubtedly leads to her being a bit overbearing. Bridie is the eldest son and heir apparent, and he's a bit distant as he tries to live by the rules. Julia leaves the faith and marries a political opportunist who is constantly unfaithful to her. So later, she has an affair with Charles. Sebastian is an alcoholic homosexual who eventually goes to North Africa with his German lover. And Cordelia is the youngest of the children and is still religious and innocent. The story spans many years, from World War I to World War II. But in the end, grace wins out, and all return to the cradle of their Catholic faith. Lord Marchimon receives the last rites and expresses sorrow for his sins. Julia realizes that she must break off her adulterous relationship with Charles, and she and Cordelia go to the Holy Land to nurse the sick and wounded. Sebastian moves to a monastery as a kind of lay brother. And Charles himself finds God and enters the church. My point in this lengthy tale is that God never gives up on us or our loved ones. He asks only that we trust and pray. I think Julia says it well when she tries to help Charles understand that they cannot marry and that she desires to return to the church. And here's a quotation. "The worse I am, the more I need God. I can't shut myself out from his mercy." That is what it would mean, starting a life with you without him. One can only hope to see one step ahead. It may be because of Mummy, Nanny, Cordelia, Sebastian, even Bridie, keeping my name in their prayers. Or it might be a private bargain between me and God that if I give up this one thing I want so much, however bad I am, God won't quite despair of me in the end. End of quote. Lord, bring us all to the joys of heaven by the word you have implanted in our hearts.